The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the acclaimed Bose Wave Music System, a gift as special as the occasion. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Supreme Court nominee Sotomayor didn't get to say much yesterday, but she did pass the first test for any Supreme Court nominee. She sat still for 19 senatorial speeches without once losing consciousness. More after this from Charlie. Today, we get to find out how Sonia Sotomayor would define judicial empathy and whether Senator Jeff Sessions should worry about it.
I'm afraid our system will only be further corrupted as a result of President Obama's views that in tough cases, the critical ingredient for a judge is, quote, the depth and breadth of one's empathy.
I talked to Berkeley Law professor Melissa Murray, who clerked for Judge Sotomayor in appellate court, and she admits, yes, when you come from poverty yourself, you understand that some defendants start out with three strikes against them.
But at the same time, she recognizes how important the law and the rule of law and law enforcement is for the lives of ordinary people, minority and majority alike.
And as for being a Latina,
her intuitions are shaped by that. But importantly, and this is the big part of the speech that Jeff Sessions and his colleagues don't talk about, she says it's important to understand where you're coming from and how that shapes you because you have to overcome it as a judge in order to apply the law fair and impartially and to understand where your colleagues are coming from.
And in her own brief statement yesterday, the judge herself tried to remove any doubt.
Many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law.
Of course, if it were that simple, then every Supreme Court decision would be unanimous, wouldn't it? By the way, interesting fun activity. Keep track of which senators stress absolute adherence to the rule of law and then hang on to that list to see whether the same senators still believe in rule of law should the Justice Department go ahead with that investigation of the Bush administration. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 14th, 2009.